Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program, Saturday, July 30th. We're privileged to be here in West Palm Beach, Florida this morning at iHeartRadio, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. Have with us Rob Herget, the co-host of our weekly radio programs from Boost. You are business folks. If you have not looked into the five core marketing strategies, done the free 30-day authority pop, or looked into a mobile app, it's a must. We'll get into that later in the program this morning. Right now, we have with us corporate trustee member Homespire Mortgage, and we're privileged to have one of their operating managers, Rebecca Abella, with us this morning. Rebecca, how are you doing this morning, young lady?
I am doing great, sir. Good afternoon.
Awesome. You know, I want to get into it a little bit with the listening audience this morning. Rebecca, you know, we had discussed a bunch of different options and stuff, but what I'd like to do is, if we could, you know, what are some of the key issues impacting homebuyers today in local areas and communities that people need to know they may not know about, if you would, please, for one?
Absolutely. Well, I think that the greatest factor we have right now is the interest rates, correct? The mortgage interest rates going up.
Right.
And the ability to obtain, I would say, affordable housing right now for the first-time home buyer. That would be the main two factors.
You know, Rebecca, the current marketplace right now is amazingly difficult for first-time home buyers. You know, prices are going up, interest rates are going up. What advice would you give them? What are some of the key areas that they should be looking at and essential factors for their success in getting that first house?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, I agree with you. The market is a bit tough right now, but there are many programs that a lot of the people do not know about. Bond programs, Hometown Hero programs, which is with Florida Housing Authority, many type of programs out there to help people get into their first home. I think that the main factor here is education, and that's what we're doing, actually. We're going out to the marketplace and trying to educate first-time home buyers.
And what, besides education, what really differentiates you all from, you know, other loan mortgage companies out there? What's your secret sauce that, I mean, you've got an amazing reputation down here in South Florida. You're doing a ton of business. What's the secret sauce?
Well, I think the secret sauce is service, bottom line. It's very important to be on call with your client, with your realtors, be there for them all the time. And I would say that our company is very, very focused on giving our realtor partners quick approvals. So not like other lenders that the processing time is a little on the longer side. The loan officer, actually can take an application and submit that application directly to underwriting with a property or without a property. So the customer actually has an approval, not a pre-approval. And the realtor feels a little more comfortable to actually go out there and put an offer on the table for that client with a real approval, an actual commitment letter.
Very nice. Very nice. You had mentioned Hometown Heroes. I am not familiar with that. Can you real briefly describe what that is?
Absolutely. That is a program that was developed by the Florida Housing Authority, and it was mentioned by Mr. DeSantis. It was signed by him, and we have actually made a huge impact with that program. That is for educators. It's for first responders. And it actually gives them up to $25,000 in down payment if they qualify. that's a huge, huge help for some clients.
Is that a loan or is that free money?
That is free money, sir.
Wow.
And wasn't there a part of that, Rebecca, that was proportionate for military families, or was it all about military families, or was it a combination thereof?
It's a combination.
Okay. No, that's important, you know, because hometown heroes, whether it be someone that's doing something as a first responder or one of our peace officers or firefighters or obviously anybody who's serving for our country, that's important. And I noticed that was one of the things that impressed me about your organization when I looked at your online presence. It was extremely effective, very professional, but I noticed that you were military friendly. And kudos and hats off to you and your team for doing that. And not everyone does that. And I feel it's a must today and with what we're going on in America today.
I totally agree. Actually, in Miami, Homes Fire Mortgage is having an event on the 11th of August, and it's for Hometown Heroes. And we're getting three of our community schools there involved, and we're actually doing a back-to-school drive at the same time that we're offering the education.
Is that a Hometown Hero program, is that strictly for first-time buyers, or is that for, it could be your 10th house that you bought?
No. It's for first-time home buyers.
That's what I figured.
You know, Rebecca, as mortgage professionals, you know, loan officers are uniquely connected and plugged into their communities. What can mortgage professionals do to bolster support within their local communities to help with vital issues like accessible housing, but also beyond that? And what is HomeSpire doing to help build and strengthen the Southern Florida community? Because I know you're very active here. Touch on that if you would, please.
Yes, of course. I think that the first thing that lenders need to be doing is, like I say, I'm very big on education. And it's not only educating the community, it's educating our real estate partners. Because a lot of our partners don't understand the programs we have for the different communities. So I would say that the key factor is going out, being active, hooking up with realtors that want to do the same for the community, right? And that includes many different nonprofit organizations. And just developing first-time home buyer education for the communities.
I think it's fabulous what you all are doing. Tell the audience what areas do you all work in? Is it strictly South Florida? What counties? What areas?
Well, in Florida, we're in all areas. We're all the way from Miami up to Amelia Island.
Wow!
So we're in all areas in Florida, and we're in many other states within the U.S.
Yeah, because you have a strong presence in Maryland as well, correct?
Yes, that is our corporate office.
Yep. Well, I think I hear the music. That's our cue until we have you on next time, which will be more than likely next week or the following week. I want to thank you for coming on this morning and sharing this valuable information with everyone. We got about a minute left. Why don't you go ahead and give everyone your pertinent contact information and how they can get a hold of you, if you will, and what you see in the future real quickly as we close out this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me here with you.
Absolutely.
What I see in the future is stability in prices. I actually feel that because of the turn we're taking with the rates, there will be some stability with our sales prices, and which will help our community. And I am always available for questions. My name is Rebecca Abella, and my number is 305-790-5986.
And you'll see them at all the upcoming events. They're at everything, and we really look forward to continuing to work with you and everyone at HomeSpire. Rebecca, thank you so much, and have a wonderful Saturday.
You too.
Thanks for what y'all are doing.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Buying a home can be challenging, but with Homespire Mortgages, it doesn't have to be. Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, our branch at Boca Raton is here to help you get the house of your dreams. We've completely reinvented the mortgage process to create a hassle-free experience, saving you time and energy. As a multi-award-winning lender, you know you're in safe hands. For more information about what Homespire Mortgage can do for you, visit us now at homespiremortgage.com. Your journey home easier. This is not a commitment to lend.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program. Privileged to be here at iHeartRadio, Saturday, July 30th, 2022. Wow, how the year has flown. Have with us a new corporate trustee member, John Eric from Franchise Expo South. Also with us is the host of our weekly radio programs, John Kroll from Kroll Realty, been around since 1951. He's the board president of the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Also with us, corporate trustee member and co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Herget from Boost You Our Business. Folks, we roll with Kroll. If you need digital marketing help, you want to reach out to Rob. We're limited on time, and I really want to get into this morning because it's so important. I know coming up on Friday, September 9th and Saturday, September 10th, we'll be with you, John, over at the Broward County Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale, beautiful facility. And I know that you're putting on Franchise Expo South. Tell us what people can expect when they attend the expo. What are the different brands exhibiting at Franchise Expo South? I know there's so many different types of franchises. Go ahead, if you would, please.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, Franchise Expo South coming up on that Friday, September 9th, and Saturday, September 10th, as you mentioned. We're getting excited about that. There's over 100 of these well-known franchise brands that are going to be exhibiting at the show. And I mean top-tier names that everyone knows, from Midas to Ace Hardware, Pearl Vision, Jimmy John's, Baskin-Robbins, you name it. They will be there. So if you are interested in starting a small business, if you're interested in becoming a small business owner or learning if that is something right for you, this show is a great opportunity. It's a real time saver, as not only do we have all of these different franchise brands available, but we also have a conference session where you can pop into as many different seminars as you like, and you can learn about the franchise industry from various experts. And even in addition to that, we have a whole host of items that are going on the show floor, all designed to help future entrepreneurs. And this is with legal questions and other organizations as well. So it's really kind of like a complete franchise buying solution coming to the expo at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center.
That's fabulous. John, this is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. I had a couple of questions for you. First off, how long have you been doing these seminars? And what's a typical investment level for franchise brands?
Yeah, Rob, we've been putting on these different shows for over 30 years,
wow,
both in the U.S. and internationally. And we were in Fort Lauderdale right before the pandemic in 2019, so we are definitely excited about going back there. I mean, Florida is a hotbed right now with small businesses that are still exploding, believe it or not. So people are really interested in finding out what can they do. You're bringing up the different investment levels, which is a great question. Everyone knows that some of the restaurants, people seem to gravitate towards, you know, the food industry and the different values that are involved in owning one of those franchises. But the fact is, there's so many different industries at the show, and they bring with them all of these different investment levels. So you're looking at anything from $10,000, you can start there. It could be 50, it could be 100, all the way up to a million and more. So there's a variety of different franchise opportunities for a variety of different investment levels. And that's what I guess a lot of people aren't aware of. And coming to the show, again, you can talk to the different franchise opportunities and brands and find out exactly what is needed.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Which leads me to, leads me to the second part of that, is the different industries that are represented. You know, I mentioned food, and everyone is always, yeah, sure, we know what the different food franchises are, right? You know, you mentioned some of the names, and everyone understands whether it's Nathan's Famous or Daddy's Chicken Shack, right? Tim Horton's Coffee, you name it. But the interesting thing is there's so many other segments. If you're in the cars, for example, or the automotive industry, you're looking at Z-Bart, you're looking at Midas, Big O Tires at the show. Just, you know, amazing variety. Children's education, there's the Goddard School, the learning experience, a whole number of different others as well. Fitness, another really happening industry right now that things are opening up after COVID. You have nine-round kickboxing for Spire Sauna Studio. There's Jabs Boxing, Sky Zone. If you're familiar with that, it's one of those indoor parachuting-type places. I mean, just, again, there's so many different opportunities. Beauty, a lot of people, Amazing Lash, really popular now. Dry Bar. Again, I just wanted to illustrate that there's so many different industries in addition to food, and that's why the show is a great way to explore that. Sometimes you might be set like, yeah, I really want to get into the restaurant business, and then you're there, and you discover that, oh, yeah, well, I really love pets, too. Now I'm going to take a look at this concept. So it can be an eye-opening experience that way.
Yeah, hi, this is John Kroll with Kroll Realty. I know there's a short time here we have. I've been to a lot of events there. I've done tournaments with basketball and so forth, and this is a great auditorium. You just got to, when you're coming into the convention center, make sure you come in off of 17th Street Causeway and the Eisenhower. They have parking, public parking for people, so that's important for people to know because people get a little discouraged trying to get into there. It's a big facility, and once you get in there, I'm sure you're going to have directions of where to go. Because there's a lot of square footage in this building. Also,
yeah, really, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. We are in Hall B. B as in boy.
Correct.
And yes, we will have signage all throughout the convention center, so it should be definitely easy to find.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm just excited. Rob has a question here for you, too, to finish up. But I do the real estate in because I'm looking forward to helping people locate spots to put their franchise in. I have a couple vacant parcels and buildings that are available, too, that would suit some of these vendors that will be signing up. That's another asset for their businesses.
You know, John.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, that's a good segue, too, and for attendees that are coming, right? What are questions to ask these franchisors, these franchise brands? I mean, that's what's great about in-person now. Now you can fire out hard questions at them, right? Talk to their franchisees, people in the area that are already running these businesses. Get the skinny from them. Ask them, where will your franchise be located? You know, what is the success rate of existing franchises? Are there any franchise fees, and what are they? Are there discounts for veterans? There's a lot of good information.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, John. We're getting that cue. We're down to about a minute to go. It's impossible to cover everything in one segment. That's why you'll be with us each and every week. And our goal, as I mentioned, is to do the event, to do the radio program live from the convention center. I know there's more than just franchise opportunities coming up at the expo. You'll be able to tell people about the seminars and workshops that will be offered to the attendees in future segments. And real quickly, though, how can people register to attend this expo, or how can people reach out to you to purchase space if they're interested? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, for listening, if you go to franchiseexposouth.com and you put in radio, R-A-D-I-O, as a promo code in all caps, that will get you free admission and also free access to all the different seminars. So again, seminars are available for everyone. We put them right on the show floor in a theater, so you can just pop in and out as many as you like.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us this morning. We look forward to working with you to make this successful. And you have a great day, John.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Yep.
Do you dream of owning your own business? Being your own boss? Well, you can. Find out how at Franchise Expo South, September 9th and 10th at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. Experts from franchise brands at every investment level will be there to show you each step of the way of how to own and operate your own business. Go to franchiseexposouth.com and use promo code RADIO for free admission to Franchise Expo South, September 9th and 10th at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. Be in business for yourself, just not by yourself. Use code RADIO at franchiseexposouth.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program, Saturday, July 30th. Where has the time gone? Where has the year gone? We're here at iHeartRadio, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. Have with us a longtime corporate trustee member, John Scorza from Hands Free Health. Folks, it's the number one living alert system in America. You can purchase the bundle package, the Alexa Tower, the watch, and the pendant for around $169 to $199, depending upon which promo. I know it's promo radio 20, if memory serves me correct. You can also go to Welby. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it on eBay. It's available at Walmart. You know, let's get into it, John. We only have about 7 or 8 minutes. Share with the listening audience a little bit about what's going on.
Let me just tag on what you just said. So please also call me. My name is John Scorza. I'll give you my direct number, 561-866-9952. And that might be easier for you, but nonetheless, I'll give you all the information and be of help to you. Okay? Well, great. Well, thank you very much for the introduction. Well, as you've already announced, our products and services are in high demand. I say demand because there's a tremendous increase for remote health support. I mean, it's absolutely accelerated nationwide, and the usage of our digital voice health platform, which again is hands-free, hence the name, is very, very important to most people that use our services. We are focused on communicating with people, and so whether you're an individual who would like the service, whether you are thinking about family or loved ones, whether you're thinking about people that you're giving care for or you're a caregiver, if you're an employer and you want to open this up to your employees, if you're in charge of senior centers, or if you're in charge of medical centers, I think you're going to find that our products and services will fit and satisfy and actually keep people safe as they get through their day. And as our weather gets better and warmer people are going to be going out and about, and it's a great way to stay in contact with them. And if they get in trouble, our automatic fall detection devices will release and send emergency services immediately to that location. Okay, how's that for a quick one?
Awesome. Yeah, it's a product that, you know, it's something that a lot of people don't realize until they have an accident and they go through it, that they wish they had something like this. Because like you said, it alerts the medical with your pendant that goes around the neck and your uh-huh. watch and even the Welby. You know, you're really secured, especially if you have elderly members of the family that you want to, you know, take care of and make sure that you can't be there all the time and you don't have to worry about it. And, you know, when you get to the age, you know, up in your age, time is critical on response. So this is a really great product. You should visit his website because there's a lot of good information on that website, handsfreehealth.com, you know, because it answers all your questions right there. But,
we're trying to stay on top of the well-being of individuals. It's very difficult because a lot of us are still mobile, running around and all of that. But it keeps everybody connected. What I really like about our pendant, one, it's waterproof, so you could wear it in the shower. In fact, we encourage you to wear it in the shower. It is a fall detection device, so even if you do fall, you don't have to fumble trying to depress a button or look for a button, which is one of the shortfalls of many of the products that are out there. Our product is all hands-free, so if you're in the middle of something and you trip and fall, we will automatically respond to that call and send out the appropriate services. To me, of all the things, that's the most important because we are all out there moving around. And whether you're at home, you're in your garden, you're in your kitchen, you're in your bathroom, or you're on the road, it works out extremely well. Okay?
Yeah, I could have used that when I fell out of my
hand. This is very important because people always ask me this at seminars and that. It is HIPAA compliant so that it meets and exceeds all the requirements that you would need for these kinds of products. And we do have the leading product in the United States, so I'm very proud of that as well.
I think the thing that impresses me most about this company is not just the equipment. It's not just about equipment. You all are kind of a healthcare company. You've got the who's who in healthcare running the company, and now you've got apps that help deliver better results and are all about making healthcare better in this country, better results, lower hospital stays. So it's about delivering of services as much as the equipment itself. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, and I think you make a very valid point. I think that's exactly right. So, yeah, we always keep talking about the emergency situations, and not everybody relates to that because, frankly, not a lot of people have had emergency situations, so they don't relate to that. But being able to stay in contact with your loved ones, being able to stay in touch with your medical providers quickly, we manage your prescriptions, we can add non-medical reminders to the calendars that we would set up for you. The speaker that we would put in houses or offices, wherever that may be, is all hands-free, and it'll let you manage your members and your family members very, very quickly. So from helping you set medication or appointment reminders to managing your prescriptions with reminders, even non-medical reminders, we can all do that with the speaker. Of course, you've got the falling mechanism around your neck, which is, to me, most, most valuable. And I think we go on from there. Also, our watch measures, you can request it, your blood pressure, your blood readings, as well as your glucose readings. So that's another critical thing. So there's three pieces to that. You don't need to have all three pieces, but any one of them will put you in a better place than I would think you're in today, and that is to continue to be active, safe, manage your life if you do get into trouble, and we're there wherever you are. Just so you know, I always say this, but truck drivers, long-haul truck drivers, are always in strange environments driving in that, and it helps them stay in contact with emergency services,
hey,
stay
John,
in contact with your loved ones automatically.
We got to end the show here. Tell people how to get in touch with you by your cell number, how do people can get in touch with you. That would be great.
My cell number, again, direct, pick it up, 561-866-9952, and the website is handsfreehealth.com. Look forward to speaking with everybody.
And thanks. Folks, the products thank work. You. They work. I just asked my mother. I'll bring her on. She'll give a testimonial as well. Rob's and
let's do that sometime. I'd love to hear that.
I would like that as well, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hands-Free Health is the only medical alert system focused on independence and healthy living. Developed by a team of healthcare executives, the WellBe reminds you to take medications, attend and schedule doctor's appointments, answer health questions, play music, news, and audiobooks. With the Plus system, you get the stylish WellBe smartwatch and award-winning smart speaker. The WellBe Medical Alert Plus was named the top system by PC Magazine and CNET. Use promo code RADIO20 for $20 off, plus free shipping. Be heard. Be healthy. Be empowered. Visit shop.handsfreehealth.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, July 30th. We're privileged to be here this morning at iHeartRadio in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app, excuse me, have the corporate trustee member, MetaSolutions, Inc., out of Stewart and Hope Sound. Frank Riley Jr., who normally does the program with us, where Chris Turner is not doing it. We're working with Bill this morning, who is one of their key reps. Bill, what I'd like for you to do, if you could please, give your pertinent contact information, if you would, pertinent contact information, web address, and how people can get a hold of you and your company, because I know you folks are as well-versed at this as anybody I've ever met. Go ahead.
Okay, so my name is Bill D. Ross, and senior manager with Medi Solutions Insurance Agency, and our main phone number here is 561-402-8725, and toll-free number as well for outside folks in other states is 866-473-7958. Medi Solutions is primarily a senior-oriented insurance agency, albeit we can help all individuals of all ages with any life or health insurance products. But we certainly have been founded in 1985 on the premise of helping the senior market.
You know, being able to watch your team in action, and I'm not well-versed in this like Rob is or John is, and I'm going to let them step in momentarily, but I got to watch Frank and Chris work with individuals. And it seems like, you know, it's an ever-changing industry. You know, people a lot of times don't adapt well to their plans because they rush through them and they don't listen, I guess, when they're supposed to be listening, or they're not reading what they're supposed to be reading when they're signing up for their different aspects of their programs. But I noticed how hands-on they were, and it wasn't just like a number. I mean, this was their job and their livelihood, and they were dealing with people in that aspect. And it was nice to see some intestinal fortitude and some transparency rather than just looking at someone like a number, and I'll leave it at that, because watching them with the professionalism they worked with and the knowledge they had within the industry was amazing. And obviously, you being part of that team, you do offer the same thing. So with that being said, I'm going to let Rob and John jump in because they're more well-versed with this industry. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, I think the biggest thing that impresses me, and Bill, I owned an insurance business down in Miami for 30 years, so I know your business pretty well. And the thing that impresses me, and those that are listening, if you're anywhere between Palm Beach and let's say Port St. Lucie, these are your neighborhood Medicare specialists. These people know what they're doing. They take care of you. And, you know, that I don't say that lightly because, like I said, I had been doing the insurance for almost 30 years, and I really know what service looks like, and I know what expertise looks like. And I can't give you all more kudos than that, because you really do an exceptional job. One thing I think would be important for the listeners to hear, what are some of the areas that people really need to take a good look at regarding their Medicare plans? And what are some of the changes that you all focus on each year when you review existing plans and look at other options with people?
Sure, I appreciate that. So the first thing I would say is that the common thread that I hear amongst all our clients are the words complicated, overwhelming, confusing, and that tends to lend itself to the, to Medicare. So we try to simplify it as best we can, reduce it to the ridiculous when possible. But the fact of the matter is, it is an ever-changing environment. The baby boomers has caused, the tremendous influx of the need for what we do. And I would say to you that, my father raised three sons, and he used to always say, guys, if you could cut out the middleman and go direct, you'll save some money throughout your life. But this is not one of those situations. You can't cut the person out to go directly to an AARP or a Blue Cross thinking that's going to save you money. Ultimately, what it does is cut you out of the ability to have a broker agent working for you in your corner. So that is the first thing I would want your listening audience to hear. Get assigned with someone. Get someone that you think you would like and trust to work with you to go through these options every year, because you're not just doing it one time. They're on Medicare for the rest of their lives. Basically, the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare products end at age 65. So you're on Medicare for the rest of your life once you start. So it behooves you to work with someone who's knowledgeable, who's has your best interest at heart, and keeps you abreast of all of the changes.
And I think that's huge. And for those that are listening, if you've ever gone into an issue with your Medicare regarding prescriptions, That is one area that I think people get really confused about. The prescription, the formularies change every year, and sometimes even and more often than a year. Isn't that a big portion of what you review with your clients each and every year?
Each and every year, come October, we would ask that they would tell us what medications have dropped off their previous list, what medications have been added. One of the misconceptions that's out there, and might be a help to your listening audience as well, is, in essence, Medicare, CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, can require a senior to have a Part D plan, a prescription plan, but they can't force us to use it. I'm on Medicare since I'm 65, I'm now 71. And that's where you've heard things like GoodRx and Glick and, people getting their medications from other countries, Canada, and so forth. So these are all things that we can help and guide them and give them some ideas as well where they can save. The key word that wasn't mentioned yet is the word tier. Medications come under that auspices of tier 1, 2, 3, 4. Tier 1 being the least expensive type of a generic drug, up to tier 4 being a specialty drug and very expensive. So when seniors in particular complain about their high cost of prescriptions, they're referring to tier 3 and 4 drugs. So we try to help them figure out a way, get on a program from the pharmaceutical manufacturer is another out that a lot of people are able to, win at. So we try to help them with all of that. But this is a year-to-year situation that we work with them. Yes.
Bill, I hear the music, which means our time is coming to an end. folks, if you've been listening to this, you need to give them a call. They are the most professional Medicare agency I know in the Treasure Coast area. Bill, let them know how they can get a hold of you, your phone number, emails, website, and definitely give them a call and get a free consultation and figure out which is the best Medicare plan for you all.
Yes, absolutely. Again, so the number, the local number in Hope Sound is 561-402-8725. Again, my name is Bill DeRoss, so my email is bdeross@healthandlifeins.com. And please feel free to, you know, there's no obligation, there's no fee for our services, so we're here to listen and see if we can't help someone.
Terrific. Bill, it's been a real privilege. Until we have you on again, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you for making a big impact in the community.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
MediSolutions Insurance is a family-owned life and health insurance agency specializing in Medicare and retirement planning strategies. If you are turning 65 or already on Medicare, Medi offers solutions in some of the most important decisions you will make. Don't wait till it's too late. Call MediSolutions Insurance and shop your rate for a no-obligation free Medicare supplement comparison. Call 561-402-8725. That's 561-402-8725. Or visit medi-solutions.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, July 30th. We're privileged to be here at iHeartRadio in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. I have with us a new member, Brooke Joyner from Back to Business, along with Rob Herget, corporate trustee member from Boost Your Business. Folks, if you haven't done the 5 core marketing strategy presentation, utilize the free 30-day authority pop or looked into some of the different things and programs that Rob offers. You need to do as such. They built the most beautiful mobile app for the chamber. We're so excited. Best digital marketing company we have worked with, head and shoulders above the competition, that's for sure. And obviously, we roll with Kroll. John Kroll, been around since 1951. His parents, Carl and Irene Kroll, started it in Fort Lauderdale. We're half a block south of Coleridge Presbyterian Church, Dr. Kennedy's church, where John's an alumnus. And he is also our board president here at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, dear friend and mentor. Brooke, let's get into it this morning. Let's talk a little bit about what you've got going on with your business. Very neat model. We're excited about trying to help you get the message out and reach people because I feel what you're doing is extremely important. So we got about 7 or 8 minutes. Let's get into it. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, so what we've built is a unique small business directory, and it's the first of its kind values-based directory. And what we do is we help people shop local with their core values. We exclusively list independent small businesses that have 30 employees or less. So really the small local businesses, and then we help them get in front of their ideal clients in sort of a special place that is our website. That's designed exclusively for them.
That's terrific. Tell us a little more about the values-based. How does that work?
Yeah, so basically we have a broad selection of values represented. And when a small business creates their listing, you know, they can elect to share a broad spectrum of values, whether that be, you know, their traditional family values. They can share their faith background. They also have the option of sharing nationalities, so bringing in that culture. And we have, of course, all the countries represented. So really, the identity of the business owners, it gives them a way to share that. And then the consumers can search for businesses according to their own values, faith, nationality, whichever they select when they're searching.
Hi, Brooke. How are you doing? This is John Crow with Crow Realty. Yeah, it seems like a lot of companies are doing that, and they want to kind of connect with people with the same mindset and values and whatnot with a lot of things that are going on in our environment today. Is there like a platform where you go on with your website and put in your information, and then you go ahead and set up the however your platform works? for the consumer out there?
Yep. So both consumers and business owners would visit our website. First, you register and create a consumer profile because we are all consumers first. From there, you become a merchant, and then you can just input whatever is important to you. Again, it's not obligatory. Some folks aren't comfortable sharing, and that's okay. But as you said, more and more, we see the trend that people do care about the values of the businesses they're supporting, and this gives them kind of a safe way to look for that and to find them.
Yeah, I see a lot of these big corporations that you might not have the same core values of what they're pushing out, and a lot of people are getting concerned with that and where their dollars are going.
Yes, exactly. And that is what we're trying to really empower the consumers to be able to decide with their dollars and to not be forced to do business, whether it be for groceries or whether they need clothes, whatever their needs are, or even something fun like a gift. We want them to be able to have that choice.
I'm on board with that. I agree with that philosophy.
What are the type of businesses that you have coming on here?
That's a great question. So we designed the platform to accommodate all business types. We have identified six core types. They are retail, professional services, food and beverage. We have recreation, and then nonprofits. And each of those listing types has special features that are designed to help those business types to showcase, you know, what they offer. For example, food and beverage, of course, they have, you know, a menu option, and a professional service. You can add on your listing, for example, book a discovery call. So different features to kind of help those businesses. But again, it's for all business types. And we've seen quite a bit of interest from a broad spectrum of businesses already. So it's really exciting to be able to offer something to so many business types.
That's awesome. Is this on just a website, or is it on a mobile app as well?
That's a great question. So at this time, we are a website. It is optimized for mobile. And when we build the platform, the groundwork is laid for an app for future development. Right now, though, we are just a website. But again, it's fantastic on both mobile. We've had some businesses even create their listing on mobile, which I was pretty impressed. So it's great for mobile. And what we really tell people is if you can just save a shortcut on your screen, and then it works just like an app. Until that phase comes with the business.
So the best way for people to get in touch with, like if I'm my business with the real estate and I want to contact you and get on your platform, what's the best way for me to do that?
You can send me an email which is brooke@getbacktobusiness.com, or you can visit the website and you can get started on your own. It's very easy to get started, but of course, we're here to serve the business owners. So we love to get on calls and answer all the questions and really give that personalized tour of the site so people can really maximize their use of it. So send me an email or just get started on the website yourself, and we can get in touch with you either way.
And also on your website, you have the companies that are core values, like you do what your beliefs are, whatever you feel like. You can go to that website and see the different businesses that are available to connect with or you're set up with your platform. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly. So really from the homepage, you can select your core values. If you scroll down, there's images. So you can search just by core values only. And all the businesses will show up. So there's a lot of ways on there to search. So I recommend consumers jump on there, create their consumer profile, and, you know, check out what we've got. We have 15 businesses listed now and growing quickly.
That's awesome. I agree. I'm all in on that. Thanks so much for having us, being with us today, this morning. I appreciate your time. I like your platform. You've been to our event at our office and talked a little bit about it. So I'm looking forward to staying in contact with you. I'm sure the chamber is too, as well.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. We like this a lot. So next week we'll have to have you on the air again.
Yo, Brooke, go
ahead. Yes, anytime. Thank you so much.
Brooke, go ahead real quickly. Give everyone your contact information before you sign off this morning, please.
Yes, you can email me, Brooke at getbacknumber2business.com. And our website is www.getbacknumber2business.com.
Thank you so much, Brooke. We look forward to working with you for years to come. Have a wonderful Saturday and try to stay cool. It's hot out there.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you now.
Back to Business is the first of its kind small business directory serving Broward and Palm Beach counties that helps people shop local with values. We exclusively list local, independent small businesses with 30 employees or less, and we empower consumers to decide with their dollars and do business on their terms. At Back to Business, we make it easy to locate businesses across all sectors. We build community with event listings, ratings and reviews, and fully verified business listings. We aim to bring high value at an affordable cost for business owners.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, July 30th, 2022. My goodness, the year's flying. We're now here at iHeartRadio, where you're listening to us on the iHeart app. Saturday, July 30th. My goodness, it's moving quick. Have with us corporate trustee member Michelle Miller from Florida Primary Medical Centers, Rob Hergott from Boost Your Business, co-host of our weekly radio programs. Folks, if you have not looked into the five core marketing strategies, utilize the 30-day authority pop or purchase a mobile app. It's a must. Also, we roll with Kroll, no introduction needed, the weekly host of our radio programs, board president John Kroll from Kroll Realty, dear friend of mine, mentor. Michelle, what I'd like to do this morning, let's get into it. Your facilities, you have five of them, if I'm not mistaken. All beautiful, state-of-the-art, primary medical care centers where people can come in. You offer transportation. They can see their primary physician. They can see a specialty physician, dental, vision, PT. It's kind of a one-stop shop. And what you're doing is changing the way people are able to utilize medicine, which needs to be done in our country, in my humble opinion. So what I'd like for you to do, elaborate on what you're seeing and what's going on, because I know you folks are doing some really cutting-edge things that are extremely cool. Go ahead, if you would, please.
Thank you so much for that great introduction and a great day to our listening audience. Well, like you mentioned, yes, we do have five locations, and we are primary medical care center, and we have five locations, one Miami, Miramar, Pompano Beach, Lauderdale Lakes, and also West Palm Beach. Where if you're looking for the best when it comes to quality health care, well, Primary Medical Care Center is here to serve you. We do see patients from 15 years and up, and we have a strong geriatric base, and we focus on the person, not their condition. So Primary Medical is known for our personal approach when it comes on to dealing with our patients, and also being engaged with them even outside of the office and into the community.
That's amazing, and I got to give you kudos for what you're doing with healthcare these days. You've taken it to a whole different level. Is there anything coming down the pike? Anything new that's going to be happening with you all in the future that you'd like to share with us?
Well, at this time, what we're doing, we are accepting new patients at this time at all five of our locations. And we're encouraging our audience to call to make an appointment. They could reach us at 954-829-000 and tour one of our state-of-the-art facility. And we'll also, they'll receive a complimentary gift card at the end of their tour. We're and also in our locations, we also have food pantries where we serve our community. We stay engaged. We have upcoming classes where we engage with our seniors by teaching them how to use their digital devices. So those classes, just if you will go to our website, and our website is www.primarymed.com, and just look at our calendar to stay updated to see what we have coming into each of our communities where the clinics are located. We're also on Twitter at #PrimaryMed, Instagram, #Primary_Med, and our Facebook page at #PrimaryMed. So if you want to stay plugged in with us, please follow us on our social media platforms, and you'll see what's coming, what we have coming in and scheduled for our community at large.
You know, I spoke with Paola a couple of weeks ago, and I remember meeting with Princeton, and we'll be doing that again in the near future. I'm sure you're going to be involved, obviously. We definitely want to coordinate getting specific dates so we can promote the food pantry and food drives on air. And also, I know that we're looking at trying to do a networking event in conjunction with one of the locations. Not sure which one. I'm sure we'll get that figured out over the next few weeks as we get into the fall and it gets a little cooler and people are willing to come outside. But, in the interim, I was just amazed when I was in a couple of the locations. I mean, beautiful state-of-the-art facilities, lacking nothing, and it's amazing because I've been in a lot of primary care facilities, and a lot of them are nice. Some of them are older, but they're very clean. But everything you have was just brand new. It was cutting edge, and you were lacking nothing, and your staff was extremely professional and easy to deal with. And obviously, I know you guys are changing the way people are being able to utilize their programs in medicine, and something that I know Rob was involved with for a number of years, and I'm sure he'd like to add something.
Well, my question is, what ages do you all service in your facilities?
15 and up. So okay. We start at age 15 and up.
All right, terrific. And I mean, you have an amazing reputation down here in South Florida. You all are growing. You're doing things right. What is the secret sauce? What's the real differentiation between you all and other primary care centers or physicians out there?
Our patient-centric focus, where we focus on the person and not their condition. So we get engaged one-on-one with our patient. We, like I said, it's not only about on the insurance level where they just come into the office and, see the doctor. But we stay engaged with them when they leave our offices. We, we're connected with them within the community. And with that, it builds a sense of trust, safety, security. And that's what we build from. That's where we build from.
I think it's tremendous. After 30 years, almost 30 years in the healthcare business, I've dealt with the insurance companies, I've dealt with the physicians and the consumers, and you all are doing things right, and I give you huge kudos for that. I know our time is coming to an end. Share your contact information again, and it's been a real privilege to have you on the show, and we look forward to having you on in the future.
Sure, thank you. And again, Michelle Miller from Primary Medical Care Center. We can be reached at 954-289-000. And our website is www.primarymed.com.
And folks, once again, you can see your primary care physician. You can see a specialist, whether it's vision, dental, physical therapist. There's, you name it, they offer it, and they offer transportation as well. So until next time, Michelle, we want to thank you and everyone there at Florida Primary Medical Care Centers for keeping up the good work. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll speak with you next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Michelle. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.